prawns. How did you know that it was him then, if it's an unknown number?
So it had to be arranged because he was in America, so there was a time difference and everything. So our managers spoke with each other beforehand, and then I was supposed to make sure I had my phone on me when he called at whatever time, and I didn't because I forgot. I went out and just sort of left the phone on the bed. So he had to call my boyfriend's phone at the time. And his battery was low.
Oh, mate, get it together.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But we did speak for about 15 minutes.
Right.
We could have gone on a lot longer.
And what do you like in those situations? Because now you're at the point in your career that you've been... Well, you were only signed in like 2010, 12?
10?
10. First album came out 2012?
Yes.
I mean, it's really only a couple of years that you've been in this world where you're bumping into some of your musical heroes.
Exactly.
And I wonder what it's like being so young and meeting these people. You're 24?
Yeah.
And I get very nervous and tongue-tied in those kind of situations. I never really met anyone famous until I was nearly 30.
Okay.
And even then, I found it very scary.
Yeah.
But what do you like? I mean, do you struggle to say something on the phone to Prince or what?
Well, you kind of do.
Are you sort of thinking, I've got to sound cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, I think that with a lot of people I speak to anyway, like famous or not. But I could feel myself thinking a lot. Like, I didn't want him to lose interest at any point. I wanted to sound smart and also be a little bit funny, maybe. But I didn't know him. But then, as the conversation went on, it felt like we kind of knew each other already in a way. I don't know. He was like an old friend. And the fact is, we've stayed in touch, and I love it.
And did you I mean, forgive me if I know this is a question that everyone asks you about, because obviously it's kind of fascinating.
Sure.
Because he's one of the very small group of real genuine legends, I would say, in the music world.
Yeah.
And also one of those people who is quite eccentric, especially with the way he interacts with the world, you know.
Yes.
I was surprised to see him on Arsenio Hall recently. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I was in the audience.
Were you really?
Yeah. How did you watch it?
I watched that on YouTube.
Okay, cool.
I mean, even there, he's not prickly exactly, because he's sort of polite.
He's very polite.
But he's not very forthcoming. Is he more easygoing when it's on a one-on-one basis?
Yeah, I think that's just a thing. He just likes to get to know people, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because he's basically the most famous person in the world.
Certainly one of them, yeah. And so when your initial chat, was that mainly about your music or music in general?
Music in general. And he was very complimentary about my stuff.
Right.
Which was great. But he asked me, like, what I was into. I remember we talked about Joni Mitchell quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So I think he knows her. I don't think there's any other legend that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
So we talked about her a bit.
And Prince-wise, what was the key Prince album for you growing up, if you were into him? Or maybe you weren't, I don't know.